I'm very aware at times of, in the spiritual life, the fullness of what the Lord wants for us, and yet being very aware at times that I'm not there. I'm still outside of it. There's still more that the Lord wants me to share in. It would be something like the older son in the parable of the prodigal son, who hears the sound of rejoicing, the feast, the banquet that the father has set. He hears it, he knows it's going on, but he's not sharing and he's outside of it. And I'm very aware at times, just in my own relationship with the Lord, of knowing there's something greater happening and yet not being part of it yet. In the gospel today, the Lord says to the disciples of John, something is happening now with me, the bridegroom, having come, that changes your understanding of fasting. John's disciples want to know, why do we and even the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not? And the Lord uses an image that John himself has already used. It's probably for that very sake that Jesus speaks of the image here of wedding guests and the bridegroom who's present, because John used that very language himself in John chapter 3. So early on in the ministry of the Lord, John said, I'm just the best man waiting for the bridegroom. And now Jesus here later in Matthew's gospel says to John's disciples, the bridegroom is here. And so there's something that you do not yet share in. And the sharing in that is prepared for by the fasting. And yet as you share in it, the fasting has to be different because the bridegroom is here. And so I hear these words of the Lord this morning as just it's a good reminder to us. Our fasting is meant to prepare us for the great wedding feast. We don't fast ever just as an end in itself. When we do that, the fasting ends up pulling us away from the Lord, because fasting as an end in itself can end up becoming self-reliance. It can end up becoming pride. And it can end up separating us even further from the Lord and doing the opposite of what we wanted the fasting to do, to draw us close to Him. So we hear in this gospel today just a reminder that the fasting is meant to get you ready for the feast. And the Lord affirms it for us even now. Fasting has its place. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. And we are living back in those days now. The Lord has come, but not yet in His fullness. All that we do here on earth points to the full reality of what the Lord wants for us in heaven, but we're not there yet. So even now we live in this very strange tension between having such great gifts that John's disciples never experienced. And yet at the same time, there's still more to come. Those of you that were in the Beatitudes study during Lent, we talked about this, that phrase the church uses to describe the reality that we are in right now. In regard to God's kingdom, it is already, but not yet. And those two things are just together. So yes, we need to fast in order that our hearts might be prepared to share in a greater way in the fullness that the Lord offers us now, and yet that's still in preparation for what is to come. And so with this passage today, let's ask the Lord for that grace to keep letting Him work in our life and our spiritual life in a way that our hunger, our desire for the greater thing that he has for us would be opened up in our heart, that we would hunger and thirst and long for that fullness that the Lord has. And in doing that, be given the grace to remember that the fasting is not ever an end in itself, but it's in light of that greater thing. So we pray that the Lord will stir up in our hearts just a greater longing for the gifts he has to give. And I think last week, Deacon John, on one of the days he preached on the birthday of St. John the Baptist, had referenced the first reading from the Old Testament when the Lord said to the prophet, but then spoken of John, but also spoken of us, "It is too little for you that you just do this thing that you think is everything I've got for you. That's too little. There's something greater. And that something greater is found in the Lord." Let's pray and ask the Lord for that grace to hunger, to thirst for that something greater, a fuller sharing in the wedding feast of the Lamb.